उन्होंने सादा विक्रम को प्रकट पकड़ दिया, इसलिए उन्होंने जो सादा विक्रम उन्होंने प्रकट किया है बाद में परिवर्तन को वर्तमान कृषि आयोजित नहीं करे, इसलिए उन्होंने बिना बिहार सरकार का उसको मैंने स्थापन लिखा है। इसलिए उनको जो गंभीर रत्न का प्रवेश है इसलिए उनको शास्त्र का दर्शता है, यदि वो अस्त्र को अगर हम पढ़ेंगे तो समझ सकते हैं जिसको हम रूपानुगत रहते हैं, जिसको हम आधार स्पर्शर देते हैं। इसलिए उनका हर चीज में हम जो रूपानुगत है हर चीज में उनका रूपानुगत तो वो एक परिस्फुट रूप में उनका गलत होगा सामने होता है। इसलिए हम रूपांतर को क्या चाहते हैं, जब आदि पर आदि का पक्ष का आदि होता हम राष्ट्र की पक्ष है, हम कृष्ण का पक्ष नहीं है। इसलिए श्याम सुंदर राष्ट्र की पिता करते हैं, हमारे ईश्वर की कृष्ण पिता करते हम नहीं चाहते, नहीं श्याम सुंदर राष्ट्र की पिता करते हैं। एक रूप पर श्याम सुंदर बेटे राष्ट्र का चिंता करते 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 अपना शांति विलोपित होकर के एक श्याम सुंदर राष्ट्र की अंगता धारण किया। इसलिए बताए जो स्थापन किया केवल तीन विग्रह नहीं है, केवल तीन विग्रह है, ये एक एक रस है, श्रीमती आकाशी केवल एक उन्नत उज्जवल रस इतनी एक प्रतीक है। श्रीमती विश्वनाथ जी वो क्या है, क्या रस क्या है, गोरी है गौरी है, और श्री महाप्रभु राधा भाव शुभ विषम नाम कृष्ण स्वरूपम, कृष्ण स्वयं राधा जी मम को प्रेम महिमा नहीं समझ सकते, नहीं समझ सके, इसलिए राधा परम महिमा की जो तीन चार को लेकर के महाप्रभु ने रत्न प्रकट हुए। इसलिए राधा जी प्रेम महिमा राधा जी प्रेम महिमा और श्याम सुंदर साधे गए है, श्याम सुंदर जी स्वयं पहले तो कृष्ण स्वयं रत्न स्वरूप है, कृष्ण आनंद सर्व है, लेकिन जब श्याम सुंदर राधा जी का भाव में संपूर्ण दुष्ट से डूब जाते हैं, जब वो घोर आता है कृष्ण स्वरूप में है, मैं स्वयं रत्न स्वरूप है, मैं स्वयं आनंद सर्व हूँ, आज आसक्ता चिंता में डूब सके मेरे को विश्व आनंद की अनुभूति हुई, जो आनंद अभी तक मैंने कभी आस्वाद नहीं किया वो क्या है। इसलिए श्री कृष्ण स्वयं नाना भाव और अविनाश को लेकर आते हैं, इसलिए जो तीन विग्रह है वो तीन नहीं तो केवल एक उन्नत उज्जवल रंग का ही एक प्रतीक है। इसलिए जो गौर विदान समिति में एक उन्होंने जो विग्रह स्थापन किया जिसको उन्होंने विग्रह के सबसे पहली तक तीन योजना दे करके उन्होंने आठ श्लोक का अपन करते हैं, हम रूपांतर के लिए विश्व एक जीव दर्शन है।
So you know, is quite even before this, because everybody says that what is this you are giving this name, Bhakti Vedanta, what is this meaning of all this, and you are giving these titles. And also when you establish the deities, you will see that anywhere all of the temples you visit of Krishna, you will see that his his deities are only black. But only in Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti we see that all the deities avatars white. And there are so many names, even in criticizing. His daughter used to criticize it, saying that why do you ascend to these deities? Why? Also, they used to criticize it, saying that black is less expensive and this is marble stone is more expensive. Why do you use this expensive marble stone to make these deities which don't have any Shastric foundation? Why do you criticize them? So, he's thinking that how when the deities are manifested, these deities are not just manifested. This is some dream of fancy. A pure devotee, what he sees in his samadhi, what he is experiencing, that is what he is manifesting as deity. This is described also that.
Uh, the perfection of the eye is the shape of the divine personality, the Mahatma Bhagavad. Tanokalam Sajita Shastra Ranga, protection of the touch of the text of the eye. Nimakalam Sajita Kirtan of the Sadhuram Bhagavad Sahamayoga. They're very, very rare in this world. And the protection of the sound is glorified. So we're very fortunate to come together and glorify such a great personality as our beloved Mahatma Gurudev. He's given us so many different gifts. And we have personally invited him to this activity. His paternal aunt, his father's sister, were the first and second female disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Prabhupada. They took him to meet Srila Prabhupada in 1915, and upon seeing Srila Prabhupada and hearing his sensual high guitar, immediately he made a vow that I will surrender to this personality and give my whole life to this personality. Such is the transformation on that association and hearing from Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakura. And he met me in the 90-day Prikram of Navadi, and after that completely gave up everything. He was in Zanadar family. He's very expert at organization of land holding and the activities of such a personality of a land holder. There was one pastime with Srila Gaurishwara Bhavaji, who would sometimes visit Gurudevi and Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur and hear his high guitar. And being such a personality, Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to take initiation. And in the course of his travels in Navadvi, Srila Gaurishwara Bhavaji decided to put himself in a latrine and close the door, preferring the sense of that situation rather than the sense of materialistic association and hearing Gaudiya Prasad. So Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur asked Srila Bhakti Pramod Bhakti Vidyanta Maharaj to go and visit this sensual personality. Many personalities, upon hearing that Srila Gaurishwara Bhavaji had found himself in this situation, administrators of the government, etc., had come and contingent, "Oh, we agree, you're very late. We will build a very nice pleasant booth here for you. You don't have to be here." People would come and say, "Please, please, you wouldn't open the door." But upon hearing this, these samacharis had come, sent by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he opened the door and asked them in. They explained that they were disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, and he became very admired by that. And there was some engagement by his God, and he blessed Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur to deliver him from all the disasters in his life, and to free him so that he could have success in his bhajan and preaching. Srila Bhakti Vidyanta Maharaj, Acharya Singh Mahamudaya, admiring my personality in his preaching, so much against my body and bogus bhajan, the Bhavati, Bhajanandu, who are sustaining Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He is a very stalwart preacher, and I pray that to have one stop back to the top of his mercy in our attempt to spread the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, there are so many wonderful glorifications of such a personality. 2 or 3 years ago, I was walking in Navadvi and I was absorbed in reading his life teaching. And Srila Narayana Gurudev saw me carrying the book. He said, "Oh, you're reading about my Gurudev?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Oh, that book. that voice. And he's very smiling. There's so much to be done for him. So much to be done. I told him I was very proud of him. So, so I heard Donald ask you study this, and there's so many wonderful designs of this, and to absorb oneself in the life history of such divine and powerful personality with our Param Guru is very beneficial for us in our path of devotion. I'd like to pray with His authority and thank Him for giving us the association of His pillar, devotee, disciple, Srupakti Vedanta, Brahman Gautami Maharaj, Srupakti Vedanta Sridhar Maharaj, Srupakti Vedanta Gautami Maharaj, also for encouraging and continuing the teachings of Srupakti Vedanta Sridhar Maharaj in relationship to my beloved Gurudev. Giving him a regard and putting him further on his way to come to the West so that all of us could hear the conventional message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jivara Krishna and get free from the materialistic absorption that we need to come. So there's many secrets here, and Ananya Maharaj wanted to speak up on some of the scriptures we went through today. So I'm thinking more than how many scriptures are probably.
Activities, his teachings, that he was
very, very, very great Mahapurush. I have no right to understand who is Nimitta Siddhartha, who is Sattva Siddhartha, who is in what category. But we can see that from his life, that if you were to say that, oh, that such a person is Nimitta Siddhartha, then you would see that, oh, in the life of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sivananda, that he was such a personality. And it has been explained that from his very birth, all the Krishna signs were there. To that they called him Jyotana, or Jyotana, Moonbeam. That he was so impulsive and so beautiful that all the neighbors, they would come and they would just gaze at this very, very beautiful baby. And his mother was so enchanted and bewildered by the beauty of the sun that hardly she would take a high voice. And as he grew up, then he manifested such sublime qualities that he was supremely compassionate, as has been explained earlier, that he was always looking for the welfare of the living entities, to the extent that he would put himself in extreme inconvenience just to help others. That he was always very kind, very liberal, but at the same time, very, very strong and very firm when needed. That all the qualities that he holds within the personship, and his mother, though she had other sons, children, she was always so affectionate towards Jonas that she was always thinking that, oh, offering special prayers, doing different types of yajnas for his well-being, that she would not lose his association. But as has been explained, that when in 1915 he met his divine and eternal spiritual master, Nitya Guru Vishnu Vishnupadshila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarvati, Srila Prabhupada, then at that time, immediately he surrendered his life to him. And it just took 4 years when he also physically left his home and went and stayed in the shrine with Srila Prabhupada. At that time, his mother, she was so grief-stricken that she was just crying and crying and crying and crying. And nobody could console her. That she was like a mad person, saying that I knew that this child would leave me. That I had such strong feeling that this child would take that chance to leave me. And she was just crying and crying and crying. But she was about to be dedicated by showing us that for this goal of achieving Krishna claim, that his life is an example, that his life is showing us how we should act. And in different activities, they're like flowers, which make a very, very beautiful flower. And that flower is put together by the thread of his praying for Srila Bhakti, Srila Bhakti, Srila Prabhupada. And he showed so much love to Srila Prabhupada. That from the very beginning, that he took up all kinds of responsibilities in service to the Prabhupada without any hesitation. No hesitation. That when Srila Prabhupada, he had taken up the land, appearance place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the site of Gojima, then this young boy, just maybe in his teeth, immediately he was ready to take on the full responsibility of managing. And they're thinking, how is your boy to do all this? But not reluctant at all, he said, no, that I can do. And we read from the pastime of how he performed miraculous activities in extraordinary ways in bringing the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and developing it in a very nice way. But Srila Gurudev explains that after the time, that because he left home, and even as a young boy, he was taking care of his family's faith, that to establish faith, then Titus went down, and his mother asked him to come back and stay there. So, you know, behind the monastery, he went home, he took care of all the tenants. He did so in such a nice way that he pacified them, he made them happy, and they started to pay their rent again, and when things were again nicely taken care of, then he went back to the monk. But then after some time, his mother, who was still stricken by a kind of separation, then she was about to leave the body, and she asked to the Prabhupada, she sent word that please let my son come back one last time. So the Prabhupada called Vinod Prabhupada and also gave him the order that you go home and you see your mother. They passed, and the Prabhupada asked, has Vinod Prabhupada gone? And they went to his father's studio, and they saw that lo and behold, that he was there, there was no objection. Then when Vinod Prabhupada came to see Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada asked, but I gave you the order that you should go home, go and see your mother. And you know that the hallmark of our disciple is the strict adherence to the order of his guru, his guru system. So how is it that he disobeyed his guru? Then Vinod Prabhupada explained that my mother, she has so much love and affection for me, and now she's about to leave the body. So if I go at this time, and just before she leaves the body, that she gives me the order that I should take care of the family's faith, then how am I able to escape that situation? And I know from your teaching that you've explained that one who is very, very fortunate, supremely fortunate, that they come in contact with Sadhguru and they receive his teaching. So now that I have received this good fortune, how can I let this go? That one who has made himself a good favor, that he has no more responsibility to the demigod, to society, wealth, etc. So, because I'm not going to let this chance go, which has come after such a long time, that this way I say that. When he explained with such deep wounds, then to the Prabhupada started to cry. That Srila Bhakti Pragyanta Goswami Maharaj, that he has shown us in his life, not just by his activities, but his activities which are completely separated from the Guru Nishtha. That this is, and this is the teaching that we get from all great Vaishnavas, that what is their hallmark is their Guru Nishtha. And we see that through Bhakti Pragyanta Goswami, that his whole life is completely separated with Guru Nishtha. There are so many activities of this. But because it's late, I just want to touch on one thing. And that is how Srila Bhakti Pragyanta Maharaj is preserving the Srila Bhakti line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Bhakti Nautak Kaur. That even after his physical disappearance, that still his preaching is going on all over the world. How is it? That we understand that a disciple who is surrendered to Guru, who is fully surrendered, that disciple is not different from Guru, but rather he's one of the under, one of the living. So as has been explained, that through the Bhakti Pragyanta Maharaj, that we had three very powerful women. Parampujapad, Shiva, Bhakti Dhamma Bhavana Maharaj, Nishtha Pilata Vishnu Vishnu Parasu Parasata Shishima Shiva Bhakti Vedanta Shilindra Maharaj and our revered spiritual master Om Vishnu Parasu Parasata Shishima Shiva Bhakti Nanda Narayana Gosvami Maharaj. And we see that even after his physical disappearance, that still his work with Shiva Aishu Bhakti Nanda Swami Shiva Prabhupada, that this is still going on. That they met very early in the Gaudiya Mathas, in Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, the state of Gaudiya Mathas was 1922. And from that time, he very effectively he addressed Srila Bhakti Prabhupada Maharaj as Vinod Chandra. And you always remember how Srila Bhakti Prabhupada Maharaj would very lovingly take care of him and take care of him like a very loving older brother. So, even Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, coming to the West, that this was so much inspired by Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Srila Bhakti very much, very often tells how when Srila Prabhupada came to Mathura, that at that time he was staying in a dharmashala, a Vishnu Ghat. Today we went and we did some talk with Vishnu Ghat. So that time he was he was staying at Vishnu Ghat. And he was selling some medicine. He had a little cafe and just selling some medicine that he had produced. But he was so poor. He had practically nothing. And when Srila Gurudev, he found out that the person went to the Dharamsala and he brought Srila A.D. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada to K.D. Gurudev. And that man said, why is it danger that you should come and you should take care of the facilities there? And then Srila Prabhupada was staying in a room and he was daily going out, preaching, giving Bhagavad Gita discourses. Also, Srila Gurudev was going with him, and also he would go out and he would conduct his messages from the state of Gurudev. Then, when Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj came to Mathura, then Srila Gurudev was insisting to his guru that money that, that he's so qualified that he should give sannyasa. And then Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, addressing our Guru Prabhupada, said, oh, you have received the orders of Srila Prabhupada that you should go and preach in the Western countries. But to do this, you have to take sannyasa. And presently, then Srila our Guru Prabhupada, A.D. Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, then he being inspired by one other devotee who was there, then he took sannyasa. And coming to the West, then Srila Prabhupada would preach this to the bhakti so successfully throughout the Western country. But we see that this line of Srila bhakti is still going on and increasing and becoming deeper and deeper. How? By again preaching of Srila bhakti to the ancient Sundaraj, through his under, holding the parameters of the Srila bhakti Sundaraj Goswami Maharaj. So in this way we see how both of them are working together. That Srila A.D. Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, he says that his relationship with Srila Gurudev, that it is transcendental and eternal. And we can understand by this that also his relationship with Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj is also transcendental and eternal. And Srila Gurudev is so different. So we are so fortunate that today we have the opportunity to glorify and to hear the glories of such an exalted personality who, Srila Gurudev, is explained to us that he's a business-driven devotee coming from the spiritual world, a very intimate associate of Srimati Radhika, who has come to give us this very, very gracious Vinod Gaurava of his field. So, it's not to take any more time with you. So, I don't want to take any more time, but on this most auspicious day, the first day of our conscious breath, that praying to Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, that somehow to be able to enter into this Srila Bhakti land and in some way be able to serve the Vaishnava and our Guru Prabhupada.
Thank you.
originally not scared of that money, people.
Ekam param yasya jivaya sadhidhanam
Gaura Krishna Swayam Yeksha Swayam Gaura Krishna Swayam Very wonderful contribution to the Krishna Gyan which were given to us. It shows the non-existent. They have a Gaura Krishna. They are one. But different. And how are they one? Here is shown in Krishna is nirvan. Just like glass. Science is different. Color, glass is different from color. And so this is Krishna. The absence of So this one who thinks like Sarasana gave himself meditation on the Nirguna, Nirvite, Nirakar, Vishakti. He said, he says here, Upasate Nusavidya. Even though they may be very learned, but they are engaging in such activities for not. This is like what is conducted. The right study. Bhakti Nagar Krishna Maharaj, he gave us a religious style of Bhakti Vedanta. But he actually explained Vedanta. There is the unlimited grasp in these verses. Anyone who has true vision, they can see.
Rajivam Sayadana Essentially, we're always in the line up to the Rupa Goswami.